Ford.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. Call InventHelp today.
Call 1-800-358-7816. That's 1-800-358-7816.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared the Galleria of Jewelry this Friday through Sunday. That's because this Friday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Friday through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
It's from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO, coming to you live from Unadilla Valley High School. It's a girls' MAC basketball action here tonight between the visiting BG Bobcats and the home team tonight, the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm. I want to welcome you into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Of course, Cork and the crew at Chambers and O'Hara are located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, head over to see Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And before we take a quick break here, just want to let you know, folks, BG is all set for the playoffs. They have earned it. They have come in with a MAC record right now of 9-1. They are going to be the 2 seed for the playoffs later this week. Everything else is really up in the air except the 1 and 2 seed. Delhi is the 1, BG is the 2. From there, it's all up in the air. It's going to depend on tonight's ball games. It's also going to depend on tomorrow night's ball games. So really, that MAC semifinal game that will be on Thursday could be decided Wednesday night. And so it's going to be very difficult to kind of forecast who's going to be in those contests and who might be traveling where. It's really going to be very difficult to forecast what is going to happen there. But that's what makes basketball this time of year so fun. And this is what UV needs to do here tonight. They need to keep their playoff hopes alive. They're hoping to squeak into the fourth seed. They need to knock off BG here tonight, who comes in with a record of 9-1. And Unadilla Valley in the league comes in with a record of 6-3. And it's just kind of a log jam right now for the teams that are going to be in that fourth spot. It looks like Unitego has a grasp on it at the moment, but anything could happen, that's for sure, over the next couple of days. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break this down even further for you. It's our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Live girls MAC basketball action tonight here from Unadilla Valley. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on CDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Chase Health of New Berlin is a proud sponsor of Unadilla Valley basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all UV athletes and cheer on the Storm this season. Chase Health, where the focus is on living and getting you back to your life as soon as possible. When you think of a short-term rehab center, think of Chase Health, where the focus is on life, your life. Chase Health, located in New Berlin and serving the community since 1972. Call them today at 847-7000 or visit online chasenursinghome.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight, live from Unadilla Valley High School, where tonight the Lady Storm welcome in the Lady Bobcats from BG. Of course, we talked about BG having a terrific season so far, 13-2 overall, 9-1 in the MAC. They're sitting in second place right now behind first place Delhi. Unadilla Valley comes with a record of 9-6 overall, 6-3 in the MAC. These two teams actually met earlier in the season in a non-conference battle in a holiday tournament, and BG won that contest pretty handily. But talking to head coach for UV, Brandy Whitbeck, before the game, she said it was early in the season. We were without our starting point guard. We're hoping for better tonight, especially with a lot on the line. And it's senior night here tonight for UV. They're honoring four seniors, and Emily Converse, Brianna Christian, who's their leading scorer, Shannon McIntyre, as well as Brianne Ray. So those four seniors, they don't want to lose here tonight on senior night, being honored, playing on their home floor. So certainly they want to keep their hopes alive for the playoffs. If they can win here tonight against Bainbridge-Guilford, they'll have to play a makeup game tomorrow night against Deposit. And that was a game that was supposed to be played back in November, actually got snowed out. It was actually postponed a second time. So this is the third try for them trying to get this game in. And it's tough because it's going to be the end of the season here, and there's a lot on the line. They're playing games over a bunch of consecutive nights. So if they won here tonight and they won against Deposit and somehow snuck into the four seed, they'd have to play three straight nights. So that could certainly be interesting for UV. But first things first, they'd have to get through tonight's contest. Just wanted to throw this out there for all you Sydney listeners. This is a big win for the Sydney boys bowling team. They actually won the MAC tournament today, which was held down at Sunset Lanes in Kirkwood. In the regular season, BG won. They had a very good regular season. Sydney boys came in second, but today the Sydney bowlers have won the MAC tournament behind a very strong effort from 7th grader Mike Mazzarella. He bowled a couple excellent games, as well as senior Tyler Boyce. Brandon McPherson, Reese Cutting, and Nate Gorshak rounded out the boys who scored today for the Sydney boys bowling team. We can talk a little bit more about that at halftime, but just wanted to say congratulations to the Sydney boys bowling team winning the MAC tournament title today, defeating BG, who won the regular season title. So a lot of fun, some very good bowlers and for the Sydney boys this year, and just a lot of good sports being recognized recently in Sydney. Of course, the boys' golf team did very well this fall. Now the boys' bowling team doing very well in the winter. So we all know how well the Sydney basketball teams are doing this winter. So a lot of fun if you're a Warriors fan right now across the board, that's for sure. Well, when we come back, we're going to have our starting lineups here tonight for the UV Lady Storm as well as the BG Lady Bobcats. BG has already locked in the two seed from everything that I can calculate here on the old stat sheet, and will host a first-round game in the MAC playoffs later this week. Unadilla Valley trying to keep their hopes alive here tonight, and they're going to have to do it on their home floor against a very tough BG team who just seems to be clicking at the right time. We know this is a team that played all summer long together in AAU, and it's starting to pay off here in the later part of the season. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with tonight's starting lineups and tip-off between UV and BG. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO as we get you set for the UV Lady Storm hosting the BG Lady Bobcats here tonight from Unadilla Valley High School. Set to be a great battle. BG in second place right now in the MAC standings, and Unadilla Valley tied kind of in the logjam for fifth right now, hoping to work their way up into fourth place and get their way into the top four playoff system that the MAC has. Let's go through the starting lineups. First for visiting BG, wearing number 14, Morgan Bullis. Wearing number 15, Katie Barber. Wearing number 22, Rebecca Reyes. Number 25, Megan Palmatier. And number 33, Taylor Palmatier. And the BG Bobcats are coached by head coach, Bob Conway. Unadilla Valley on the other side. Starting number 5, Sierra Badger. Number 10, Brianna Christian. Number 12, Shannon McIntyre. Number 15, Hannah Lazarus. And number 24, Gina Del Soranto. 8 minutes up on the clock. Unadilla Valley will go left to right to start things off. BG right to left. BG's in the navy blue uniforms with the white trim. Unadilla Valley in the home whites with the purple and the black trim. We're all set and underway as Unadilla Valley wins the tip, but BG steals it right back all the way to the hole. Up and in for Megan Palmatier. Her first 2 points of the night for the freshman. And the Bobcats go right into a press here to try to shake things up against the Storm. Here's Unadilla Valley to half court. Trapped right on the timeline there is Brianna Christian, leading scorer here for Unadilla Valley, averaging just over 10 points a game and shooting 42% from three-point land. So early on, BG leads 2-0 here on the road against Unadilla Valley. They go man-to-man to start it off. Rebecca Reyes is closely guarding Brianna Christian here, the leading scorer for UV. Into the corner, UV with a quick jumper here for Emily Converse. Off the mark, no good. Scooped up here by BG, and they'll go right to left, and Reyes will bring it down the floor. And it also looks like the Lady Storm will go to the man-to-man to start things off. 45 seconds in, down low, and a shot up for Taylor Palmateer, and she is fouled, and will go to the line. Palmateer with a nice backdoor cut came through and tried to go for the left-handed layup and was blocked away. First foul on the night there on Gina Del Santro. And the first shot is off the mark here for Taylor Palmateer. Second shot coming here for the Bobcats from the line. Up and good there for Taylor Palmateer. And so BG with an early 3-0 lead. And again, a 2-2-1 press here for the Bobcats as they go on the early attack here on the press. UV gets it to half court to Hannah Lazarus to the far side looking for Sierra Badger. Badger passes down low, looking for McIntyre. Dribble drive, left-handed layup off the glass and good for Shannon McIntyre. The senior cuts it to a 3-2 game with 6:50 to go. First quarter, BG on top here on the road. And again, man-to-man for the UV Storm. Baseline down low. Shot is no good. Morgan Bullis with the rebound. She puts it up off the mark, no good. Another shot is blocked away. Ball loose on the floor. Everybody going for it. We'll have a jump ball and possession back to UV. 6:34 to go first quarter. BG on top, 3-2. Morgan Bullis with a nice rebound there for BG. She had 15 points, 16 rebounds, and 5 steals in that 51-33 victory for BG over Sydney on the road just last Saturday. It was a big win in the MAC there, and certainly dashed the hopes, the playoff hopes, it looks like, of the Sydney Warriors on the girls' side. 6:15 to go first quarter. It's 3-2. BG on top, a dribble drive from Bullis off the glass and good. Right-handed layup is in. First 2 points of the night there for Morgan Bullis. And BG leads 5-2 with 6:05 to go first quarter. Here's Lazarus. She's in the backcourt still to the left side as UV goes left to right. Little dribble drive here all the way to the hoop off the glass. No good. Rebound for Lazarus. Up and good. Lazarus scooped up the change there from Brianna Christian. Puts it home and it's 5-4 with 5:45 to go first quarter. This UV team coming off a nice win over Green, who was in third place in the MAC until just last week when UV handed them their second loss of the season. Up off the glass here for Bainbridge-Guilford. Shot is in and good there for Katie Barber, her first 2 points of the night, and it's 7-4 BG with 5:25 to go first quarter. Shot is knocked away here, but UV holding on to possession in the white and purple here tonight as they go left to right. Three ball from downtown, right side from Sierra Badger. It's through, and we're back tied 7-7 with 5:10 to go first quarter. BG with the ball, top of the key, still man-to-man here for Unadilla Valley. BG working it down low for Bullis. Bullis to the baseline, and she's fouled by Lazarus. That's a great matchup there between two of the taller ladies on the court, Morgan Bullis for Bainbridge-Guilford and Hannah Lazarus for Unadilla Valley. Rebecca Reyes from the left block inbounding the ball for Bainbridge-Guilford underneath their own basket. They'll toss it up top here for Megan Palmateer. Now for Taylor Palmateer in the corner. Pump fakes, but she took that extra step, and they'll call the travel on that. And possession will go back to Unadilla Valley with 4:57 to go first quarter. And UV will inbound the ball deep in the backcourt as they go left to right, going against this press, which BG looking to back it off a little bit now, it appears. Push to the far side, knocked out of bounds. Morgan Bullis, as Brianna Christian tried to toss it up and over the top of the zone. And so Christian will inbounds to Sierra Badger. We'll get things started here for Unadilla Valley. 7-7 to score, 4:45 to go in this first quarter. To the far side for Christian. Steps in, 20-foot jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound here for Megan Palmateer of BG. And Rebecca Reyes will bring it up the floor, going right to left here for BG. Here's Bullis in the paint, right-handed layup, too strong, no good. Ball loose on the floor, and the Lady Bobcats will scoop it up. 4:25 to go, first quarter. 7-7 the score between BG and Unadilla Valley. Girls MAC action tonight. Here's BG going right to left. Bullis again gets into the paint, passes off down low for Megan Palmateer. It's in. Palmateer has four, and UV wants a timeout with head coach Brandy Whitbeck. 4:11 to go, first quarter. BG leads UV on the road 9-7 in girls MAC basketball action tonight. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take a quick break here on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on WCDO. Also joining us online, want to say welcome to anybody on WCDOsports.com. That service brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. And a reminder, you can go back and listen to any of the games that we do here this season. They're up. Pretty soon after each broadcast, you can go and download them and listen to them anytime. Again, that service courtesy of SFCU. Just a reminder as well, we have a new edition of the WCDO Sports Podcast up on our website. That brought to you by Volkswagen Oneonta. Visit them online, vwoneonta.com. And we update that every Tuesday. So a fresh edition on there today, as of this afternoon, on wcdosports.com. We're back underway. Unadilla Valley going left to right. They have the ball in their own offensive zone. Passing one down low here for Shannon McIntyre. McIntyre tied up on the baseline. Nice defense here by Megan Palmateer, as well as Megan Ferrara in the game now for BG. That's a jump ball. Possession back to the Lady Bobcats. And Rebecca Reyes will walk the ball up the floor to half court and to the near side for Taylor Palmateer. With 3:50 to go, first quarter. It's 9-7. That was steal for Unadilla Valley. And Lady Storm trying to tie it up here. Coast to coast, the layup is good for Sierra Badger. She now has 5 points to lead Unadilla Valley, and we're tied at 9 with 3:35 to go first quarter. And to the left side here for Taylor Palmateer, top of the key, skips it across. As now it is a zone for Unadilla Valley. Here's Bullis, drives to the hoop, knocked away there by Lazarus. Out of bounds, and possession will stay with BG underneath their own hoop. At the right block with 15 to go on the shot clock. They get it in. Up top for Megan Ferrara. Now to Rebecca Reyes from downtown. This one off the front of the rim, but BG scoops up the rebound there with Megan Ferrara. They have a fresh shot clock. They'll pull it out. Here's Bullis to the left side along the baseline. Tried to skip over the top of the defense there for Ferrara. Off her hands and out of bounds. 3:09 to go first quarter. We're tied at 9. Now checking into the ball game here will be Abby Selfridge for Megan Ferrara. And Unadilla Valley back with the ball, looking for the lead here for the first time in this contest. They get it to Lazarus. She's stripped. And back the other way here for Selfridge. Left-handed layup, misses it, but she's fouled on the way back by Sierra Badger, and she'll go to the line. So 3 minutes to go. First quarter, we're tied at 9 between BG and Unadilla Valley. And Abby Selfridge will go to the line. First foul of the evening here on Sierra Badger of Unadilla Valley. First shot rattles in. A shooter's roll there for Abby Selfridge, her first point of the night. And BG leads 10-9 with 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. Second shot coming here for Selfridge of the Lady Bobcats, and this one's through. Swish on that one. No need for the shooter's roll, and it's 11-9 with 2:55 to go first quarter. And to half court, we'll have a double dribble here against Unadilla Valley. And so the ball right back over to Bainbridge Guilford with 11-9, the lead in this ball game. With 2:50 to go in this first quarter, BG with the ball going right to left. They're in the navy blue and the white here tonight, says Bobcats across the front of the uniform. Down low, turnaround shot for Megan Palmateer. She lost it. Bullis cleans up the mess, gets it back out for Reyes. Right side, three ball is good for Rebecca Reyes, her first bucket of the night. And BG leads 14-9 with 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. And here's to half court. Unadilla Valley going left to right. Sierra Badger for Lazarus. And back over to the far side. They'll work it down low. On the right block, shot is up for Lazarus. Off the mark, no good. She'll get it back and then gets tied up down low with Selfridge. We'll have a jump ball, and possession will stay here with the Lady Storm underneath the basket. 2:17 to go first quarter. BG on top, 14-9 on the road. Here in Girls MAC action tonight. Here's Lazarus at the foul line off the inbounds pass. No good. Bullis pulls down the rebound. Outlet pass to Reyes. Reyes to half court now. Feeds one across. Finds Taylor Palmateer. Left side jumper is no good. And UV hustles down the rebound there with Sierra Badger. Passes one ahead here for Brianna Christian. Coast to coast. She can't get the left-handed layup to go. Bullis will pull down the rebound. And another big board here for Morgan Bullis, who's having a heck of a first quarter. 1:45 to go in this first frame. 14-9 is the score. BG on top. Here's Reyes into the right corner now. Looking for Selfridge, and Lazarus comes over to pick the pocket. Comes away with the ball and gets one ahead here for Sierra Badger, who's at the top of the key. Badger to the far side looking for Christian. Now finding Badger again on that far side. Morgan Bullis closely guarding her. UV with the ball and Shannon McIntyre. Back to Brianna Christian with 10 on the shot clock. Inside for Lazarus. Turnaround shot in the paint is up and good. Hannah Lazarus now with 4 points as we come up on 1:05 to go. First quarter, close game here tonight from Unadilla Valley. BG leads UV 14-11. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. And a turnaround pass down low from Taylor Palmateer to Megan Palmateer. She got caught down low, and BG's going to take a timeout with head coach Bob Conway. 56 seconds to go. First quarter, it's 14-11, BG on top. We'll step away for 30 seconds. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Shot as BG inbounds the ball underneath their own basket is no good, and UV back the other way off a rebound from Hannah Lazarus. 45 seconds to go in this first quarter. UV with the ball. Lazarus, though, has gotten stuck in the corner, and BG will steal it away with Rebecca Reyes, but stolen right back here by Lazarus. And then let's see what we get with 34 seconds to go in this first quarter. We will have a quick whistle here. 14-11 the score, and it looks like a referee might have just had a word with someone over in the UV student section there. Not sure if there was an inadvertent whistle or something along those lines, but that was what stopped the play. And UV will get the ball after the steal from Hannah Lazarus. They'll bring it up, but again, stolen right back here by Bainbridge-Guilford. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Reyes, top of the key. Shot clock is off. BG, will they hold for the last shot? No, they won't. As Taylor Palmateer puts one up, off the mark, no good. Bullis, another big rebound. Down into the paint. Bullis back out with 10 seconds to go on the game clock here in the first quarter. Here's Palmateer back for Reyes. Deep three off the mark, no good. Out of bounds. And back to Unadilla Valley with 3.5 seconds to go in this first quarter. They trail 14-11. Checking into the ball game now is Hunter Lakin for UV. They'll get the ball into her. She'll hold on, and it doesn't look like UV's going to get a shot off before the end of the quarter. And that'll do it. 14-11. BG on the road here tonight. Girls MAC basketball action on the road at Unadilla Valley. And BG leads 14-11 at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on CDO.
Chase Health of New Berlin is a proud sponsor of Unadilla Valley Basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all UV athletes and cheer on the Storm this season. Chase Health, where the focus is on living and getting you back to your life as soon as possible. When you think of a short-term rehab center, think of Chase Health, where the focus is on life, your life. Chase Health, located in New Berlin and serving the community since 1972. Call them today at 847-7000 or visit online chasenursinghome.com.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on CDO, live from UV High School. BG on the road here in girls MAC basketball action. They lead 14-11 to start this second quarter. Rebecca Reyes trying to add to it, gets the three-pointer to go. Her second three of the night. She's got a team-high 6 points, and BG balloons this lead up to 17-11. UV brings it back down the floor, going left to right into the right corner. Ball is off the hands there of Shannon McIntyre, rolls out of bounds, and the ball is back to the Bobcats with 7.5 minutes to go, second quarter. And BG leads 17-11. Reyes crosses the Storm logo at half court as BG in the navy blue with the white trim goes right to left here. Against his 2-3 defense tonight that UV has brought to the table. Now a steal here by Lazarus. UV started off in the man-to-man, switched to the 2-3, and Lazarus with another good steal ahead for Sierra Badger. And Badger brings the ball to the left side, but will have a travel as she handed it off to Brianna Christian. Just took that extra step. And Brianna Christian, with no points so far, she's Unadilla Valley's leading scorer, averaging 10 a game. She's deadly from downtown, averaging 42%, but we haven't even seen her had a clean look at a three-pointer yet here tonight. Good defense by BG. 6:50 to go, second quarter. BG with the ball, taking their time, working it around. Top of the key here for Reyes. Far side for Selfridge. Inside to Bullis. Turnaround shot in the paint. Partially blocked. Palmateer with the rebound. Megan Palmateer finds Taylor Palmateer. Tries to give and go back to her sister. Too tall, though. Up off her fingertips and out of play. 6:37 to go. Second quarter. And UV again with the ball, having to deal with this 2-2-1 press that BG has brought here tonight. And now, UV quickly getting it across half court here with Sierra Badger. Finding Hunter Lakin. And Lakin takes a little bit of a step there with that pivot foot, and the Zebra crew catches her, and the turnover will take it right back here to BG. 17-11 the score. 6:25 to go, second quarter. And BG back with the ball. Left side for Taylor Palmateer for Morgan Bullis. Baseline left side. Back for Taylor Palmateer. Jumper in the corner is good. Taylor Palmateer with 3 points, and BG leads 19-11. 6:05 to go, second quarter. Here's Badger to half court, to the left side, bounce pass, looking for Brianna Christian. Christian gets into the paint, shot off the glass, no good, rebound for Taylor Palmateer, who's having a nice start to the second quarter here, and BG is off to the races. Far side for Abby Selfridge, steps in, back for Reyes, leaves it off for Bullis, steps to the left corner, passes again for Taylor Palmateer, nails the jumper, it's good, she's got 5. UV will take a timeout as BG now leads 21-11 with 5:43 to go second quarter. We'll take a break as well. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight here on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:43 to go before the half here, live from Unadilla Valley High School tonight. Nate Law with you on CDO. The visiting BG Lady Bobcats lead the UV Lady Storm 21-11. UV with the ball going left to right. Down the left wing, here's Sierra Badger. Dribble drive into the far side. Back for Hunter Lakin. Jumper is good. Lakin, her first shot of the night. Right through the hoop, and it's 21-13 with 5:25 to go second quarter. And Marissa Thornton will bring the ball up the floor now for Bainbridge-Guilford. Far side for Reyes. Skips it back across for Taylor Palmateer. Back to Reyes. Thought about a three. She's got two of them so far tonight. Instead, passes down low for Katie Barber. Too tall for her. Off her fingertips and out of bounds. 5:11 to go second quarter. And Megan Palmateer will come back into the game, giving Rebecca Reyes a quick breather here. 5:11 to go before halftime. You'll want to join us for our Mirabito Halftime Report. Brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT as UV has the ball going left to right. To the far side for Sierra Badger. She saves the ball, but then it bounces out of bounds and possession back to BG. Pass was just a little too hard there from Hunter Lakin. And now checking into the game as Sierra Badger will have a seat will be Emily Anderson for Unadilla Valley. 4:55 to go second quarter. It's 21-13. Lady Bobcats on the road at 9-1 in the MAC and securely in second place for the playoffs later this week. They'll have a home game. Here's Thornton, top of the key, skips it across the zone. Now for Morgan Bullis, left baseline, back out, outside the three-point line. 10 on the shot clock. They'll skip it across for Megan Palmateer. Dribble drive, pulls it back out. Now for Taylor Palmateer. For Thornton, top of the key, three ball, nicks the rim and bounces out of bounds. Possession back to UV. Great defense by the Lady Storm, as the Bobcats could not get an open look on that possession. 4:25 to go second quarter. BG leads 21-13 here tonight from UV High School. And UV with the ball going left to right. And to the far side here. And back up top. Looking for Kaylee Fairchild. Fairchild leaves it for Anderson. Works it to Lazarus at the foul line. Shot is off the front of the rim. No good. Anderson pulls down the rebound. Works it back out for Lazarus. She's just inside the three-point line on the right baseline. Kicks it across. 25 on the shot clock. Here's Hunter Lakin, and she'll travel with 3:55 to go second quarter. And the ball back to Bainbridge-Guilford. They lead 21-13. And Rebecca Reyes back into the ball game here for Katie Barber. Reyes will work the ball up the floor here for BG. Right side for Taylor Palmateer as BG goes right to left. Palmateer backdoor finds Marissa Thornton off the glass. No good for the right-handed layup. UV pulls down the rebound, and Hunter Lakin will bring it up the floor for the Lady Storm. Now here's Kaylee Fairchild. Dribble drive into the paint. Layup is too strong. Ball is loose on the floor. Who's going to come up with it? Looks like UV will, but Rebecca Reyes on the floor as well with Hunter Lakin. And they will tie it up together, and so let's see where the arrow points this time. Looks like it will stay with Unadilla Valley. 3:25 to go second quarter. And BG on top, 21-13. UV going left to right in the white with the purple and black trim here tonight. Top of the key here for Kaylee Fairchild. Still man-to-man defense for Bainbridge-Guilford. Here's Hunter Lakin, closely guarded by Marissa Thornton. Far side for Anderson now for UV. Top of the key. Bullis is pushing her back towards half court. 10 on the shot clock here for the Lady Storm. They have the ball. Trying to work it inside for Lazarus. Nowhere to go. Now 5 on the shot clock. Bullis comes over, ties her up, and that'll turn it over, and BG will grab possession. With 3 minutes to go here, second quarter, Bullis will inbounds the ball to Reyes, and we're off to the races again here for the Lady Bobcats. To the right side for Reyes. And now for Palmateer. This is Megan Palmateer. For Taylor Palmateer in the corner. Back to Megan Palmateer. Backs her way into the paint. Up and good. And back to a 10-point lead. Megan Palmateer now with 6. And Taylor Palmateer with 5. And a lot of those have been off assists from each other. As BG leads 23-13 with 2.5 to go before the halftime break. And here's UV going left to right. They're trapped here at the timeline at half court. We'll have another jump ball as Taylor Palmateer got tied up there at midcourt with Kaylee Fairchild. This time, the possession arrow will stay with Unadilla Valley. 2:25 to go, second quarter. They'll work the ball in to Lazarus. Lazarus holding out to it here to the right side. Dribble drive into the paint. Throws up a little floater from about 10 feet off the mark. No good. Out of bounds. And possession back to BG. So the Bobcats with a 23-13 lead as they work the ball across half court. Setting up against this 2-3 zone here now. Down low here for Bullis. Bullis to the top of the key for Reyes. As BG continuing to work it around here with 10 on the shot clock. 1:55 to go, second quarter. Here's Bullis, dribble drive. Can't get the shot off again. It's altered there by Hannah Lazarus. The battle between Bullis and Lazarus down low has been a good one. So we're down to 1:45 to go before the halftime break. And here is Unadilla Valley with the ball going left to right. Anderson on the far side for Lazarus, top of the key. Thought about a three. Now she will pull it. This one off the back rim, no good. Bullis, another rebound, but then it's loose on the floor. But Reyes is there to help out, and here comes BG. Reyes turns on the jets, going right to left. And dribble drives, and now she'll put on the brakes to pull it back out to set up the offense. 20 on the shot clock, and 1:15 to go, second quarter. Another down-low pass from Taylor Palmateer to Megan Palmateer, and the right-handed layup is up and good. Puts it home, and BG leads 25-13 with 1 minute to go, second quarter. UV with the ball, and into the paint they go. Shot here by Anderson, off the mark, no good. Lazarus, and Lazarus will be fouled as she tried to put up that putback opportunity. 54 seconds to go, second quarter. But a pretty clean game so far. Unadilla Valley with 3 fouls in this first half, and that was, believe it or not, the first foul on BG here before halftime. UV trying to get the ball in. It's going to be close to a 5 count. They do get it in to Hunter Lakin. Back out to Lazarus. Dribble drive to the right side on the baseline now as UV goes left to right. 45 on the shot clock. Lazarus, the shot is in. Hannah Lazarus now with 6 points to lead Unadilla Valley. 25-15 with 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. And UV, with about a 10-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, has the ball. Down low to Marissa Thornton. Left-handed layup, no good. Rebound for Lazarus. She'll hold on to it here and bring the ball up the floor. 20 seconds to go. Shot clock is off for the UV Lady Storm. Here's Hunter Lakin. Passes down in low for Emily Anderson. Turnaround shot back out for Lakin. Her jumper's off the mark, no good. Anderson with a big rebound. Down to 10 seconds to go before the half. Ball is loose on the floor, and BG will come away. And here's Reyes. Can she get the three off before the buzzer? This one top of the key is good. Throws one up from NBA range, and Rebecca Reyes puts it down. Her third three-pointer of the first half. She's got 9 points, and BG leads 28-15 at the halftime break. Good clock awareness. Got to about half court, realized she only had a couple seconds left, stepped in, and fired one for all she was worth from downtown and puts it home. And that helps balloon this lead for Bainbridge-Guilford up to 28-15 at the half here over Unadilla Valley on senior night from UV High School. Well, stay tuned. We'll have our halftime show coming up. Again, the score at our halftime break. BG 28, UV 15. You're listening to girls high school basketball action tonight. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you here at the halftime break, live from Unadilla Valley High School, where it's the Lady Storm trailing the Lady Bobcats by a score of 28-15. Now, BG, as we've talked about, has solidified their place. It looks like they will have second place later this week in the MAC standings, and that will put them for the 2 seed in the playoffs, which will be coming up later this week, and that means they will get a home game. For Unadilla Valley, they would need to win this game here tonight and possibly win a game tomorrow night where they will have a game against Deposit, which was rescheduled from November. If they won both of those games, including tonight, they would have a chance to be in the 4 spot, it looks like, and that would possibly get them into the playoffs. But right now, it looks like Unitego might have the fast track to get in there. So if it held true today, it would be Unitego at Delhi, and then BG would be hosting Green. And that's what it looks like at the moment. But we don't know exactly what's going to happen. There's a variety of ways it could shake out, all depending on what games happen here tonight, who wins those contests. So it'll be certainly interesting to wake up tomorrow morning or look online later tonight and find out about some of the final scores here from tonight's ball games. It looks like it's all set on the boys' side, as Unadilla Valley, for the boys, will have the 3 seed, it looks like, and will travel to Delhi. And it looks like Sydney will get the 1 seed, and they will host Green. So that's what it looks like on the boys' side. On the girls' side, it looks like the top 2 seeds are set, but certainly things are still up in the air for the 3 and 4 seeds. So again, our halftime score, 28-15, BG on top of Unadilla Valley. Let's run through the scoring summary. Here first for visiting BG, Abby Selfridge with 2 points tonight for the Bobcats. Morgan Bullis with 2, but certainly it looks like she's done a lot more out there because she has been ferocious on the boards here for BG. And I wouldn't doubt that by night's end she could easily have a double-double, just like she did on Saturday, where she had 15 points and 16 boards to go along with 5 steals in that win over Sydney. Katie Barber with 2 points for BG so far tonight. Rebecca Reyes has the team high with 9 points on 3 three-pointers here for the Lady Bobcats. Megan Palmatier with 8 points. Taylor Palmatier with 5 for Bob Conway's club here tonight. And really, that combo of Megan and Taylor Palmatier has been pretty exciting so far tonight. They just seem to know where each other is going to be at any given moment. They had a lot of great backdoor cuts and some passes where one or the other has been all alone, and that has certainly been huge tonight here for BG to help them balloon this lead. For UV tonight, Sierra Badger with 5 points, and they are led by Hannah Lazarus's 6 points. Hunter Lakin with 2, Shannon McIntyre with 2 as well for their total of 15. And I think that they need to get Brianna Christian going. She is their leading scorer when you look at their stat sheet. She averages 10 a game, Lazarus averages 8 again a game, and Badger averages 8 a game as well. So if you can get Christian going in the second half, especially from downtown, she has 28 made three-pointers on the year, shoots 42% from downtown. Well, that's a big number. But she really hasn't had many clean looks, and I think you just have to credit BG in that department, as they have really had a good understanding of where she's going to be in this offense here tonight, and she really has been frustrated. Even on some of her nice dribble drives that haven't gone down, there has always been a hand in her face, that's for sure. So 28-15 at the half, BG on top on the road here against Unadilla Valley. And I just wanted to remind you once again here tonight about the Sydney boys bowling team, as they had a huge victory earlier today down at Sunset Lanes in Kirkwood. and they will win the MAC tournament here today, led by 7th grader Mike Mazzarella, who had an excellent afternoon here for the Sydney Boys Bowling Team. Tyler Boyce as well, scoring very highly, and the other guys on the team here that were a part of the scoring today for the Sydney Warriors, Brandon McPherson, Reese Cutting, and Nate Gorshak rounded out the team today as Sydney bowled a 28-17. That's five bowlers, three games each, and they improved each game along the way. So congratulations there to the Sydney boys winning today the MAC tournament at Sunset Lanes in Kirkwood. So we mentioned it in the pregame show. This has been a nice season, I guess you could say, for Sydney in terms of some of the sports that don't always get the great coverage. Golf, they win the MAC tournament this year, as well as bowling here today. And we saw on Saturday several wrestlers doing very well. Dylan Gifford, Nick Jump, as well as Austin Dean, all winning individual titles for the Sydney Warriors at the MAC Championships. Boy, it was a lot of fun heading over to the MAC Championships and watching all those guys wrestle on Saturday. Just thought it was a really fun event, well put on by the MAC and hosted by Unitigo. Glad we could be there to give Facebook and Twitter updates, and hopefully we'll be doing more of that along the way as sectionals and states come around for wrestling. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, get you set for the second half. I'm Nate Lull. Again, the score at halftime here, 28-15. Thanks for joining us on our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, it's that cold time of year. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Start of the second half here between the BG Lady Bobcats on the road taking on the UV Lady Storm. BG leads 28-15 to start the second half. BG will go left to right, UV right to left. BG in the road, navy blue with the white trim here. Unadilla Valley in their home whites with the black and the purple trim, says Lady Storm in purple lettering across the front of the uniform there. Says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of the uniform for BG. So an early foul is BG just brings the ball in to start this second half. Be the first foul. This one will be there on Gina Del Soranto. And BG will get the ball in on the left baseline. Morgan Bullis drives to the hoop, up and in. Nice job there for Morgan Bullis. Just got the pass immediately after stepping inbounds. Went up for the left-handed layup, put it through. BG leads 30-15. Right back the other way, though. Unadilla Valley will put it up with Shannon McIntyre, and that's in, and she's got 4 points. Went right into the paint and put it home. 7:25 to go, third quarter. BG leads 30-17, and here's Rebecca Reyes with the ball, the point guard to the left side here for Taylor Palmateer. To the high post, looking for Morgan Bullis. Pump fakes, dribble drive back out. Taylor Palmateer finds Abby Selfridge, baseline right side to the block. Tried to bounce it across there for Megan Palmateer. Off her foot and out of bounds. Possession back to UV. BG still brings the press here, a 2-2-1. UV going right to left, looking to bring it up the floor here with Badger. She gets to half court, crosses the logo there, reverses to the far side. Passes one up and over the defense there, tipped out of bounds, and possession will go back to BG with 6:56 to go third quarter. And a 30-17 lead here for the guests up on the scoreboard. That's the BG Lady Bobcats. And here is Reyes crossing half court to the right side, working against this 1-3-1 zone that UV has come out. And here's Reyes, a straightaway three. She got it. 4-3 of the ball game for Rebecca Reyes, all pretty much from a similar spot on the floor. She now has 12. BG leads 33-17. Here's Badger crossing half court for Christian. And here's Brianna Christian to the outside. A dribble drive shot here for Gina Del Soranto. That one off the mark, no good. And Reyes will bring the ball up the floor here for BG with 6:15 to go third quarter. And here's Bullis, left baseline, holding on to it. It's on the floor. UV will come away with it with 6:05 to go third quarter. Down the floor, but stolen right back here by Abby Selfridge of Bainbridge Guilford. She hands one off to Rebecca Reyes, who will bring the ball up the floor. 5:55 to go third quarter. Here's Reyes with the ball. As BG looking to get some more open looks here as Reyes nailed that three-pointer on the last possession. And here's Palmateer. Megan Palmateer back for Reyes. 10 on the shot clock coming up. Megan Palmateer in the corner. Up top for Selfridge at the foul line. Pulls it down looking for Bullis. Bullis at the right key with 5 on the shot clock. Still loose on the floor. Dribble drive. She can't get it off before the shot clock expires. But we're going to have a foul on the floor as Bullis tries to go to the line. So BG gets bailed out there as it looked like the shot clock was going to expire before Bullis could get it off, but she's fouled just as she goes up. First shot coming for Bullis is up and in. So Bullis now with 5 points. And the second shot coming here for Morgan Bullis is in. So she has 6. 5.5 to go, third quarter. 35-17 the score, BG. On the road here looking for their 10th win of the season as they are 9-1 coming in the MAC. Shot here by Christian. Can't go down, and a rebound for Palmateer. She got tied up with Lazarus. And BG will bring it down the floor here with Bullis. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Bullis for Reyes. Far side for three. Got it. Rebecca Reyes from downtown. She's got 15. That's 5 3-pointers for Rebecca Reyes. And it's 38-17 with 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Badger, top of the key. Still the man-to-man here for the Bobcats. Shot for Christian is knocked away by Reyes. Christian gets it back, dribble drive off the glass and in. Brianna Christian, her first 2 points of the night. It's 4:45 to go, third quarter. It's 38-17. The Lady Bobcats on the road here at Unadilla Valley. On top here in Mac Girls action. BG breaks the press again. Down low, Bullis passes one off for Palmateer. Up and good, and she's fouled. So Megan Palmateer with 10 points, and she'll go to the line. Reyes comes over to have a quick word with head coach Bob Conway. 4:35 to go, third quarter. As checking back into the game will be Hunter Lake in here for UV. Looking for the three-point play. Here's Megan Palmateer. This one is in. Palmateer has 11, and Bob Conway said after his team's win over Sydney, it's tough to guard my team sometimes because you never know who's going to step up and have the big night scoring. We have 4 or 5 girls who can score 8, 10, 12 points. There's not just the one girl who's going to score all the points, and tonight it looks like Rebecca Reyes and Megan Palmateer are stepping up to score the points. 4:20 to go, third quarter. And Brianna Christian is fouled as she brings the ball down the floor here for Unadilla Valley, so she'll go to the line. The senior with 2 points here tonight, averages 10 a game, will step to the line. First shot is off the back rim, no good, and it remains a 41-19 lead here for BG with 4:20 to go, third quarter. Second shot coming here for Christian. This one is up and through for Brianna Christian. She now has 3 points, and it's 41-20. BG on top with 4:15 to go, third quarter. Here's Reyes to the far side for Palmateer. Finds Abby Selfridge at the right post. Kicks it back outside for Reyes. Another three ball. This one off the rim. Bounces down, and Bullis is there to clean up the rebound for BG. Back out for Reyes. Now inside for Bullis. Pump fakes off the glass. No good. Megan Palmateer scoops up the loose change up and in. Megan Palmateer with 13. 3:55 to go, third quarter. It's 43-20. BG on top. Top of the key here for Christian. Thought about a three. Instead passes off. Hannah Lazarus. Turnaround shot no good. Bullis another rebound. Pulls it down. Reyes will bring it up the floor here for BG. 3:35 to go, third quarter. And BG with a comfortable lead here on the road against the scrappy UV team. There's Bullis, dribble drive. That one was tipped away there by Lazarus. Bullis with another good, quick move. This one just tipped away there by Lazarus, who has probably just about an inch in the height department on her. Get the ball into Bullis. And to the top of the key for Selfridge. Far side for Reyes. Three ball. Got it. Rebecca Reyes again, and she's got 18. That's 6 3-pointers for Rebecca Reyes with 3:10 to go in this third quarter, and BG leads 46-20. Here's Hunter Lakin, top of the key for UV, leaves it off for Brianna Christian. She goes to the line, and she's fouled on that layup attempt there with 3:02 to go, third quarter. BG leads 46-20, and the senior Brianna Christian will go to the line here for the UV Storm. 2 points on the night here. Looking to add to it here for the Storm. First shot is up and through the hoop for Brianna Christian. She has 4. Rebecca Reyes is going to come to the bench here with 3:02 to go, third quarter. 6 3-pointers here tonight for Rebecca Reyes. Just a great shooting night here. The second one comes from the free throw line for UV. Brianna Christian can't get that one to go. And so it's BG 46, UV 21. 2:55 to go, third quarter. Here's Selfridge to Bullis. Bullis pulls it back out, dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds, and possession will go back here to Unadilla Valley with 2:50 to go, third quarter. And UV will bring it down the floor here with Sierra Badger. She crosses the Storm logo at half court as UV goes right to left. Stepping in is Christian. Passes one into the corner. Dribble drive for the Storm. This one off the rim. No good for Shannon McIntyre. BG pulls down the rebound. Here come the Lady Bobcats, content to walk it up the floor here with Marissa Thornton. Thornton to the far side for Selfridge as BG works the ball around here against this zone. Selfridge, top of the key now for Thornton with 2:15 to go, third quarter, 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. They get it to Bullis, left corner. And now we'll have a three-second call here on Megan Palmateer. Just hung out in there for a second too long. Zebra Crew catches her. And the possession goes back to Unadilla Valley. 46-21 the score. And here come the Lady Storm to the left side, top of the key. Dribble drive into the paint. This one off the rim. No good there for Brianna Christian. And out of bounds with exactly 2 minutes left on the clock. It's 46-21. And Sierra Badger will inbound the ball underneath the basket. Gets it in for Christian. First look at a three tonight off the mark. No good. Shot did look good. Just a little too hard. And now Abby Selfridge with a steal, and she's fouled. There is Brianna Christian tried to hustle back on defense here for the UV Lady Storm. 1:50 to go till the end of this third quarter. And Shannon McIntyre will check back into the game here. 1:50 to go, third quarter. Head coach Bob Conway for BG will take a timeout. It's 46-21. Lady Bobcats with the lead here on the road at Unadilla Valley. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll step away. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 1:50 to go here, third quarter. BG on top, 46-21. Girls MAC basketball action here tonight, and UV was hoping to win this contest here. It's nothing is ever over till it's over, but they have quite a hole to dig themselves out of here as they trail on their home floor on senior night. This is a team that just knocked off Green last week by 10 points. So you never know. This is a talented team with Badger and Lazarus and a good strong tradition here for head coach Brandy Whitbeck. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a couple of minutes here when we get an opportunity. 1:45 to go, third quarter. Abby Selfridge with the ball, knocked away there by Hannah Lazarus, out of bounds, and will stay here with Bainbridge Guilford. 1:42 to go third quarter, and from the right block, Marissa Thornton will throw the ball in here for the Lady Bobcats. Tosses one up for Bullis, off the glass, no good. Thornton chasing down the rebound. Lazarus will steal it away from her, and BG ahead, looking there for Brianna Christian, off her hands, out of bounds, and right back to the Lady Bobcats. And it just seems like it's one of those nights here tonight for Unadilla Valley, as every time they seem to get a little bit of a break or a fast break opportunity, a ball rolls out of bounds or gets tied up, possession arrow, and then BG comes right back and seems to be able to score on one of those possessions. On this one, they'll get fouled, as that's Hunter Lakin fouling Megan Palmateer, who will go to the line. And Palmateer has 13 points and will step in to shoot two here for the Lady Bobcats. First one coming. Up and through for Megan Palmateer, just a freshman here for the BG Lady Bobcats. 1:19 to go, third quarter. Second one coming is through for Megan Palmateer. She has 15, and BG leads 48-21, so a great shooting night for Rebecca Reyes. She's on the bench currently. She's got 18 points, all on three-pointers here. And the other girl in double figures tonight is Megan Palmateer for BG. Back the other way. This one, a three ball, is through the hoop. Nice job for Brianna Christian. She now has 7 points as that one goes through, and it's 48-24 with 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Bullis to the right side. Dribble drive to the right corner as BG goes left to right. They reverse it against the zone. Here's Taylor Palmateer. Across for Megan Palmateer, up and in. And Megan Palmateer has 17 now with 40 seconds to go, third quarter. It's 50-24. And here's the left side. Here's Hunter Lakin. Her shot is off the mark, no good. Lazarus pulls it down, back out for Lakin. Shot is up again, off the mark, no good. We'll have a rebound. Foul is against Unadilla Valley. And possession will go back to Bainbridge Guilford. That's going to be the sixth team foul against the home team, Unadilla Valley. 25 seconds to go here in this third quarter. It's 50-24, and Bainbridge Guilford will get the inbounds of the ball underneath the basket. Bullis will get it in here to Marissa Thornton. Thornton will get it to Bullis, half court. She crosses the timeline. Still dribble drive here for BG, for Abby Selfridge. Shot clock is off as Selfridge takes the shot off the mark, no good. Ball rolls out of bounds, and possession will stay here with BG with 13 seconds to go here, third quarter. 50-24, BG on top against Unadilla Valley. BG will get the ball into Morgan Bullis at the left block, turn around, back out for Selfridge, for Marissa Thornton, back to Taylor Palmateer with 5 on the shot clock. Traveling violation, though, against BG. Taylor Palmateer took that extra step. UV will get the ball up the floor, and we'll see if they have some clock awareness here. They're going to get it up to half court. Can they get the shot off? They won't be able to. End of the third quarter. BG on top, 50-24. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the start of the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on CDO.
Chase Health of New Berlin is a proud sponsor of Unadilla Valley Basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all UV athletes and cheer on the Storm this season. Chase Health, where the focus is on living and getting you back to your life as soon as possible. When you think of a short-term rehab center, think of Chase Health, where the focus is on life, your life. Chase Health, located in New Berlin and serving the community since 1972. Call them today at 847-7000 or visit online, chasenursinghome.com.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull here tonight on CDO. start of the fourth quarter. 50-24 is the score. BG on top of Unadilla Valley. Here at UV High School, BG will be the 2 seed, it looks like, for the upcoming girls MAC basketball playoffs, which will start on Thursday. The winners of the semifinals will go on to the finals on the 14th at SUNY Oneonta. In a day that WCDO will cover 4 games, we'll have both the boys and girls MAC championship contests, followed by both the boys and girls Tri-Valley championship contests. So to start the fourth quarter, we'll have a three-pointer here going right to left for UV's Brianna Christian, who has 7 points here tonight for the Lady Storm. Off the mark, no good. Back the other way. 7:40 to go, fourth quarter. BG working the ball around here with Abby Selfridge. Step-in jumper, off the mark, no good. Rebound up off the glass, and this one again, no good. Cleaning up the mess, though, is Katie Barber. The third opportunity finally goes down, and BG hits the shot there. So they lead 52-24. And Sierra Badger will bring it up the floor here for Unadilla Valley, working it into the low post at the right block. Here's Lazarus, turnaround shot. She's fouled and will go to the line. So Hannah Lazarus with 6 points here tonight will step to the line for the UV Lady Storm. Both coaches going to the bench early here in this fourth quarter. Lazarus to the line. First shot is up and good. So Lazarus now has 7 to lead Unadilla Valley, along with Brianna Christian, who has 7. Second shot coming here for Lazarus early in this fourth quarter. Second shot is up and in. So Lazarus now with a team-high 8 for the UV Lady Storm. 7:10 to go, fourth quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unadilla Valley, 52-26. Pass ahead is broken up. And Lazarus comes away with a steal. She's had a good night in that department as well. UV going right to left, top of the key here for Badger. Badger now for Brianna Christian. Again to the top of the key here for Shannon McIntyre. They try to work it down low again for Lazarus, tipped out of bounds. Possession right back to Bainbridge-Guilford with 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. Lady Bobcats on top, 52-26. BG will get to inbounds the ball right in front of the UV bench. And UV with the press, but BG gets it to half court. And Megan Ferrara has it there. Ferrara for Casey Davis. Davis to the far side for Ferrara. Again back for Abby Selfridge. Jumper from the right side is up and in. A two-pointer there for Abby Selfridge. She now has 4 points. And it's 54-26 with 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. Badger will work it up the floor here for UV. Kicks it to the far side for Shannon McIntyre. Back here for Christian, for Unadilla Valley. Dribble drive, and she's fouled as she gets to the baseline on that right side. Tried to find some room, went up for the jumper and was fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot 2. Here's the team foul situation. UV has 6, BG with 5, with 6:13 to go here, fourth quarter. And here is Christian to the line. First foul shot is up and through for Christian. So she now has 8 points. 6:13 to go, fourth quarter. Checking into the game, here will be Shayla Baldwin for Bainbridge-Guilford, coming in for Abby Selfridge. And so, second shot coming here for Brianna Christian. This one is through for Christian. So she has 9. We said before the contest, she averages 10. So she's getting close to that. UV keeping the press on, a 2-2-1. But BG breaks it. They get it to half court. But then Sierra Badger gets her fingertips on it. BG takes it right back, though, as the Lady Bobcats go left to right. They have it on the right side. Now into the high post. Outside for Katie Barber. Outside shot on that far side for Shayla Baldwin. Off the mark, no good. Stolen right back, though, by Katie Barber. And then she traveled as she tried to go in for the layup. So another quick turn of events gives the ball right back here to Unadilla Valley. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. BG on top, 54-28. Here's the Storm. Lady Storm going right to left. Hannah Lazarus backs her way into the high post on that right block. 15 on the shot clock. Kicks it back out. Shot is up there for Shannon McIntyre. It's short. Knocked out of bounds, and the ball will go back to Bainbridge-Guilford. 5.5 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. On the road here tonight at Unadilla Valley High School. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Also, online, courtesy of SFCU at WCDOsports.com. They get the ball into Lazarus. She misses the layup. Anderson, a rebound for UV. Off the mark, no good. Ball is still loose on the floor. UV comes away with it, and now we'll have a foul against BG with 5:24 to go, fourth quarter. This foul coming on Megan Ferrara. You can go back and listen to this game or any game that we do on CDO, courtesy of SFCU, on the line at WCDOsports.com. So Badger inbounds the ball here to Lazarus. Pocket is picked there by Katie Barber. Good battle going on at the moment between Barber and Lazarus down low. A lot of hard work between those two. Now BG will travel as they stole the ball away from Lazarus and the ball right back here to Unadilla Valley. So just another quick turn of events there, and possession will go right back here to the Lady Storm with 5:10 to go, fourth quarter. Not the way the Lady Storm wanted things to go here tonight. No, they were hoping for a better ball game to try to win this one to set up a big game tomorrow night with deposit. But BG, this is how tough they are this season. Really, it's not a knock against Unadilla Valley at all. It's just one of those years where Bainbridge-Guilford has got all the pieces, it looks like, to perhaps go all the way in the MAC. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. UV at the line after Christian was fouled, bringing the ball up the floor. She makes her first foul shot. She's into double figures. She has 10. And so Katie Barber will come over to the bench here as Casey Davis checks back in here for the Lady Bobcats. Second shot coming for Christian. Gets it to go. She's got 11. So 5 minutes to go. Fourth quarter. It's 54-30. BG on top. They'll throw the ball away, though. They brought it in, and Megan Ferrara couldn't hold on. Possession right back to the Lady Bobcats. And now we'll have a timeout for BG head coach Bob Conway. We'll take a full timeout as well. 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. It's BG 54, UV 30. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:43 to go, fourth quarter. Welcome back here on CDO. 54-30 is the score. BG on top here tonight against Unadilla Valley on the road in a game that Unadilla Valley had to have, but BG playing a little bit of spoiler here. They're already in the playoffs. Looks like they'll be the 2 seed, with Delhi being the 1 seed in the MAC. Now BG will inbound the ball, but a quick travel called against Casey Davis. 4:30 to go here, fourth quarter. So UV will have the ball as they go right to left. They're in the home whites tonight with the purple and the black trim, says Lady Storm in black and purple lettering across the front of the uniform there. The Bobcats going left to right. They're in the navy blue with the white trim tonight. Here's Brianna Christian from downtown. Her shot is off the mark, no good. Anderson a rebound, and will work it back out. Left baseline shot for UV is in, count it, and she'll go to the line for Shannon McIntyre. So she has 6, and she'll look to finish off the three-point play. Here's the team foul situation at the moment. That will be 8 team fouls against BG and 6 up on the board at the moment for UV. McIntyre to the line, gets the second shot to go. She has 7 points, and it's 54-33 with 4:05 to go, fourth quarter. BG bringing the ball up against the pressure here. UV will get a steal off the press to the left baseline. Here's McIntyre. Thought better of it, pulls it down, puts on the brakes, passes far side for Christian. 3 ball, that one off the rim, no good, just died up on the front rim.
And a rebound for Megan Ferrara with the outlet pass. Here come the Bobcats going left to right for Darcy McGilligan. She has the ball at the top of the key. Far side for Shayla Baldwin. And Baldwin into the corner. Back out for McGilligan. With 3:35 to go, fourth quarter. Tosses it up over the top of the zone. Back out to McGilligan. Steps in. Shot is partially blocked. Out of bounds. And possession will go back to Unadilla Valley with 3:25 to go, fourth quarter. So the Storm getting a little momentum here, but is it too little too late? They trail at home with 3:27 to go, fourth quarter. It's 54-33. Storm bringing the ball up the floor here. Top of the key with Kaylee Fairchild. Fairchild to the far side looking for Brianna Christian, the senior. Dribble drive, goes to the hoop, tries to throw one up, got some contact, was fouled, passes it back off to Michaela Williams, who was fouled, and will head to the line. Her first bucket of the night, and she'll be looking for the three-point play. So just a nice rebound there by Michaela Williams, the junior. Looks for the three-point play and gets it to go. So Michaela Williams now with 3 points. It's 54-36 with 3:10 to go, fourth quarter. And this zone giving BG some problems at the moment. It's a 2-2-1. Here's BG, two half court, top of the key, dribble drive down and low, finding Brittany Spake. Spake tries the layup. It's blocked away, knocked out of bounds. Referee says it was tipped, and possession will stay here with the Lady Bobcats. 2:59 to go, fourth quarter. They'll inbounds from the left block underneath the basket. They'll work it in. Fresh shot clock here for the Lady Bobcats as they'll have it far side with Spake. Spake now for Darcy McGilligan. Back to McGilligan. Dribble drive. It's stripped. Ball is on the floor. We'll have a jump ball, and possession goes right back to the Lady Storm with 2:47 to go, fourth quarter. Oh, and now we're going to have a reversal here, saying that at the scorer's table, the arrow was never switched after the last possession. They were able to catch it, so possession will be switched back to Bainbridge-Guilford. Good catch there with 2:47 to go, fourth quarter. Happens from time to time. Sometimes you don't change that arrow, and it's easy to do. And now the ball inbounded by BG. A steal, though, by Unadilla Valley, and we're going to have a foul on the play. This one will be against Shayla Baldwin here for BG. And so this will send Unadilla Valley to the line with Kaylee Fairchild. 2:42 to go, fourth quarter. BG on top. Girls MAC basketball action tonight here live from UV High School. BG leads 54-36. Here's Fairchild to the line, misses the first shot. Our postgame show is coming up. You'll want to stay tuned. We'll give away our three awards here tonight, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, also by NBT Bank and NBT Mang Insurance. Second shot coming for Fairchild. This one off the mark, no good. Rebound is pulled down. Nice job by Casey Davis of BG. And Darcy McGilligan will dribble the ball up the floor to the left side as BG goes left to right. McGilligan for Ferrara. They work it around. 2-3 zone here for UV. Ferrara gets it back. 15 on the shot clock. Throws up a jumper. 20-footer off the mark. No good. UV back the other way to half court. And here is Kaylee Fairchild. Fairchild to the far side. Looking there for Shannon McIntyre. Her shot is off the mark. No good. Tipped out of bounds. And it looks like possession will stay with Unadilla Valley. 2:10 to go, fourth quarter. 54-36. UV will inbound the ball from the left block underneath the basket. They'll have to get it in. Five count is coming. They do. This one on the floor, though, as soon as it comes in, and then everybody piles up on that one. And we'll have another jump ball. This time it will go to Unadilla Valley, as the arrow is correct at the moment with 2:05 to go, fourth quarter. That was funny. Ball came in, was loose in the paint, and two players from each team just jumped on top of it. Hot potato out there. Ball is in. UV has it going right to left. 2 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. And here is Unadilla Valley with the drive. That's Brianna Christian. She is fouled, and she'll go to the line. So Christian with 11 points here tonight will go to the line. And the senior on senior night. We'll get one more home game tomorrow night against Deposit. Tonight was technically senior night, as that Deposit game was originally in November and then was postponed by weather. First shot is up and good for Brianna Christian, so she has 12 points. Second shot coming now for Christian. So Christian with 12. Lazarus with 8 and McIntyre with 7. Second shot off the mark, no good. And BG will get the rebound. They lead 54-37 with a minute 50 to go, fourth quarter. To the right side and into the right baseline area here for Brittany Spake. Back up, and the pass from Shayla Baldwin. A little too tall on that far side for Megan Ferrara, out of bounds. So UV will bring it back in. Some other players coming back into the contest here. Shelby Mead will enter the game for Unadilla Valley, and Christian will come off the floor here, greeted by head coach Brandy Whitbeck. Here on senior night for UV, just hasn't worked out the way they wanted. It was a real tight first quarter. It was 14-11. BG was on top at the end of the first quarter. Then a Rebecca Reyes three-pointer really just started to build that lead for BG early in the second, and UV wasn't able to recover. 9 on the shot clock here. UV with the ball going right to left. 1:15 on the game clock. They try to work it down in low here for Williams, but it's picked off here by BG. And here comes Darcy McGilligan as the Lady Bobcats go left to right. Ball at half court. McGilligan lost the handle. Ball out of bounds. 1:04 to go, fourth quarter. It's 54-37. BG on top as we come up on a minute to go in the contest here. And so it looks like BG will improve to 14-2 and 10-1 in the MAC and remain in second place with Delhi in first for the upcoming girls and boys MAC playoffs that will be later this week. 50 seconds to go, fourth quarter, and that means BG will get a home game on the girls' side later this week, it looks like, in the MAC playoffs, and still a little up in the air on who they might see later in the week. 45 seconds to go. BG leading Unadilla Valley, 54-37. Top of the key here for Unadilla Valley. This is Shelby Mead. Shelby Mead, just the eighth grader, coming up for head coach Brandy Whitbeck. Said, I wanted her on my squad so she could continue to learn here with some of the older players this season. 5 on the shot clock. UV's not going to get a shot off as Megan Ferrara picks the pocket, goes the length of the floor, scores on the layup. Her first 2 points of the night. And BG leads 56-37 with 15 seconds to go. UV will bring it up for the final possession of the night as they cross half court. Dribble drive here for Kaylee Fairchild. Back out. Top for Emily Anderson with 5 to go on the game clock. But BG will come up with a big victory here tonight, 56-37. And a game that Unadilla Valley needed to have to keep the playoff hopes alive. BG comes in and dashes those hopes. Nice win here on the road tonight by the BG Lady Bobcats as two players in double figures, Megan Palmatier with 17, Rebecca Reyes, 6 3-pointers. She had 18 to lead BG here tonight. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do our 3 awards and wrap this one up on our postgame show. Again, the final. BG wins 56-37 and girls MAC action here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO Sports.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to Unadilla Valley High School, folks, as the final score again here tonight, BG wins 56-37 on the road against the Unadilla Valley Storm. They improve on the season to 14-2 and 10-1 in MAC play. Let's do the scoring summary first for tonight's ball game. First for BG, Megan Ferrara with 2 points. Abby Selfridge finishes with 4. Morgan Bullis with 6. Katie Barber with 4. Rebecca Reyes with a team and game high 18 on 6 3-pointers here tonight. Great effort by Rebecca Reyes. 17 for Megan Palmatier and 5 for Taylor Palmatier. On the other side for the UV Lady Storm, they are led by 12 points from Brianna Christian. 5 for Sierra Badger, 2 for Hunter Lakin, 7 for Shannon McIntyre, 8 for Hannah Lazarus, and 3 for Michaela Williams here tonight for head coach Brandy Whitbeck's squad. Let's do our 3 awards here tonight for this game, which BG again wins 56-37. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Pretty easy choice here tonight. Rebecca Reyes for Bainbridge-Guilford, 18 points on 6 3-pointers. That is outstanding offense. I think it's the definition. She gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. We'll do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award next. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give this award tonight to Megan Palmatier of BG. I think you got to give honorable mention to BG's Morgan Bullis as well, as she was an absolute stud tonight down low, blocking shots, a lot of rebounds. But I thought Megan Palmatier did a nice job as well, had 17 points on the night. Just had really, really good chemistry tonight between Megan and Taylor Palmatier. And Megan was just on the receiving end of a lot of good passes from Taylor. So Megan Palmatier gets our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award here tonight. ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give this award tonight to Brianna Christian of Unadilla Valley. Finishes tonight with a game, or team high, 12 points. And thought just did a nice job. She was closely guarded here tonight by many of the BG players, and that man-to-man that was so tough. I thought down the stretch she was able to get into a rhythm, find a way to get some points. And on senior night, we'll give the all-purpose award to Brianna Christian of Unadilla Valley. Okay, that's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. A big thank you to Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios. Make sure to check out WCDOsports.com, because really we're going to have the playoff games for the MAC later this week, but we don't know what the matchups are yet. So I can't tell you where exactly our next game's going to be, because we're still waiting to hear as well. And it could be as late as tomorrow night before we exactly know where we might be on Thursday and for Friday. Thursday will be the girls' matchup. Friday will be the boys' matchup. But we're going to be somewhere for the MAC playoffs. It's going to be a lot of fun, that's for sure. And so make sure to check back there. If all things really stuck out the way that I'm seeing them, it looks like we might do Unitiga with Delhi girls on Thursday, and then we would do the Sydney boys game hosting Green on Friday. But again, a lot can change based on tonight's scores. So make sure you check the paper, check back with us. Anything you can do, we'll make sure we have that game for you on Thursday and on Friday as well. Again, a big thank you to Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios. You can always listen to this game online at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. And a big thank you here to Unadilla Valley for having us here tonight. Again, the final, 56-37. The Lady Bobcats defeat the Lady Storm on the road in MAC girls basketball action. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.